Emma McNamara joined us with the business news. And just before you get into it, an interesting and largely positive editorial about Ireland and the economic state of the country in the Financial Times this morning.
Positive, but with several warnings about where the economy should be heading. Its editorial says that the tough choices on the Irish economy have already been made, but it says that early glimmers of optimism about the recent deal on the promissory notes exiting ESM, the request to pay the IMF early, and 5 to 6% economic growth shouldn't be mistaken for a return to the carefree days of easy growth. Ireland is not out of the woods, it says, and public debt will remain at dangerous levels for many years, with private debt even worse. It says that Ireland has to fix an unbalanced housing market, with empty ghost estates coexisting with a housing shortage in Dublin. And one interesting paragraph, it has the hangover from years of heedless expansion has left Ireland with no choice but to seek growth in other ways than starting the party all over again. And it says that we're going to have to rely on exports and attracting overseas investment for future growth. And as we've been hearing, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned in its pre-budget statement that it will become politically difficult as memories of the economic crisis fade to sustain the fiscal discipline needed to reduce the national debt. The council says that in the past, fiscal policy here has shown an unfortunate tendency to contribute to boom and bust economic cycles with negative social consequences. And it says that breaking the pattern now is crucial, and there's going to be more on that throughout the programme. And elsewhere, Oculus, the virtual reality firm that Facebook bought in March for $2 billion, is nearing the consumer release of its Rift virtual reality headset. It showed off its new prototype at Connect, a first developer conference held in Los Angeles at the weekend. It has an improved display, motion tracking and audio features that its chief executive said brings the Rift headset much closer to a finished product that can be sold at retailers, and that's due out sometime next year. On the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.28.63 and at 78.68 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.